Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Red Tint Wisdom Radio with Cindy Harris. I have been gone for the past couple of years, and I do apologize, but you know what? In that time span, I have been creating so much stuff. I've actually authored 7 books, actually 8 books. I've, you know, gotten deeper into my sacred woman, wise woman business. I've been designing jewelry, and oh my gosh, this, when you're standing in that space of femininity and really enjoy being a woman, I can news to you guys, there's so much you can create, and life just opens up in ways that's amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing. So I'm glad to be back, and I'm hoping to share information with you, as I've done in the past, about, one, how to love your body. That's the topic for the next five episodes, will be about loving your body, how to take care of yourself more effectively and more efficiently in a way that's going to really tap you into your sensuality, your peace of mind, your happiness, your joy. And not only does it make it possible for you to love yourself, but it also makes it easier for you to allow other people to love you and for you to love others. As a woman, we have such a treasure of information that this hides inside of us that we have not tapped into. As a modern Western woman, which I am, learning how to really step back into that feminine flow has been my mission. And having gone through some of the, I don't want to call them health issues, because they weren't causing me lots of, well, the fibromyalgia was a major problem. That was a trip, but I'll save that for a totally different episode. But I know, in learning how to really care for me and being at peace with my body and being at peace with, you know, all the wonderful things that go with being a woman has really, really made my life so much simpler. So much simpler. And that's all I'm going to say about right now. Today, I actually want to talk about something that I've been seeing all over Instagram. I've had time to review it online with different websites and different YouTube videos. And what I want to talk about today are actually the detox pearls, and are also known as herbal tampons. And the word tampons is such a deception, because they're not tampons. So let's make that very clear. They're not tampons, because when women think of tampons, they think of what we use during a menstrual cycle. Not even close. So I don't know who had the bright idea to call them herbal tampons, but that's really a deception. The detox pearls is probably more appropriate, because what they are is like a little round ball of Chinese herbs wrapped in gauze that you insert into your vagina. I'm going to talk about those today. And the reason being is because I've been, in doing my research, which, by the way, I have used them. I've used them several times. I'll share my experience with you on the show today. But in doing the research, I've seen information out there that is fantastic, very clear, very helpful, very useful, very educated. I've also seen information out there that is very harmful. I've seen people putting videos out there that are talking about the fact that you can reuse them. You can't. Once you take them out of your body, you need to throw them away. Just letting you know. I've seen information on there from people that really are trying to be helpful, but they're really not, they're probably going to do more harm than good. So I want to give you guys, based upon my personal experience, now understand, I'm not a medical doctor. I am somewhat familiar with Chinese herbs, but I'm not an expert on Chinese herbs. I have friends that are actually doctors of oriental medicine and do deal with Chinese herbs, and I've had discussions with them. I'm all about healing the body holistically. Modern medicine has its place. It truly does. But I think it always should be used in conjunction with the more natural, more holistic stuff, because modern medicine, for the most part, is there to, I can't say it even solves problems sometimes, because actually a lot of the side effects with drugs these days actually causes more problems than it actually fixes. It may take care of the symptoms sometimes, and some do actually assist the body, but so many of them also break down your organs and cause problems. So when you mix them with the holistic medicine, the holistic herbs and different, you know, protocols, you can get better results. And I'm talking from personal experience. So once again, I'm not a medical doctor. The information I'm sharing in this episode is based upon my personal experiences. I always recommend, when I'm talking to people, when I'm working with clients, is do your research. Okay, folks love to go through and, you know, read other people's experiences, and that was very helpful to me before I actually started using the detox pearls. It was very helpful, because there are actually thousands upon thousands upon thousands of women who've had great experiences with the detox pearls, and some have had, you know, side effects that have happened and have not had the best responses. But that's with anything. You can be allergic to anything. A doctor can prescribe a drug for you, and you're allergic to one of the dog and chemicals in the drug. Do your research and understand your body. This is so important. It's one of the reasons why I'm bringing back the Red Tint Wisdom. I want you guys to be at peace with who you are and not just take other people's opinions on how to care for yourself. Learn how to care for yourself. Your body will thank you. Your peace of mind will thank you. Your health will thank you. You will just thank you for taking the time out to do this. Now, with the detox pearls, and I want to try to think. I'm putting a page up on one of my websites. I'm actually going to go through and describe the definition and, you know, the products and, you know, more details. But how I learned about the detox pearls was actually on Instagram, which I'm thoroughly obsessed with. I love Instagram. And I was going through, like, the search section, and I don't know how I ran across this page. This woman was actually selling detox pearls, and she had pictures on there of things that had come out of women's bodies, you know, out of their uterus, and most of the stuff coming out was probably coming out of the uterus, because I know from my personal experience a couple of things that popped out, I was like, oh, kind of different. But I was looking at these pictures, I'm thinking, what are these things? And I start doing research, I start looking up the detox pearls and or the herbal tampons, and I start reading up on the ingredients, you know, the Chinese herbs that are in there. And a lot of, and the Chinese herbs that are actually contained in the pearls are designed to help detoxify the you know, the female reproductive organs. They're there to nourish them. They're also there to, you know, really help get back to balance. The one thing that people don't understand is when you're dealing with Chinese medicine, I only know this because, like I said, I'm talking to my friends that are Oriental medicine doctors, is the fact that it is really designed to work with the body as a whole. What it's trying to do is bring the body back to balance. So when I was reading about these various herbs, I was really intrigued because they really were designed to help nourish and truly bring the female reproductive system back to balance. So I did my research, and I did a research probably for a couple months before I actually bought some pearls, and then I did my first experience with the pearls. I did purchase them, and my friend, you know, you see the pictures and some of the stuff that's coming out, is it's interesting. There's like a little, there's tissue that comes out of your body, and it looks like oh, I can't even describe it. It's not terrible, because like I said, my results have not been anything outrageous, but they've been good. But it's like we call it chicken skin, but it's like it's a film that comes out of your body, and I'm, what I'm gathering, just because I've done four detoxes so far at the pearls, and every detox has had initially the same tissue that comes out, and I'm discovering that it's coming out of my uterus. And you've got to really think about this for a second. We really don't know what goes on inside of our uteruses, only unless there's something going wrong. You know, in my case, I had fibroid tumors. I didn't even know I had the fibroids. Going back to the oral medicine doctors, I was seeing a friend of mine who actually is an acupuncturist. I was going to him to help me alleviate the symptoms of my fibromyalgia. So I was going to him for acupuncture. I was going to him for massage, deep tissue massage, which was insane. It hurt like crazy, but it felt so good afterwards. But he was telling me one time that he was about to insert the needles, the acupuncture needles, into me. He goes, "You have fibroids." I had never even heard of uterine fibroids before. Never heard of fibroids. I'm like, fibroids? What are fibroids? Because I had just been to my gynecologist like 2 weeks beforehand and had my yearly checkup, and she hadn't mentioned anything about fibroids. She hadn't mentioned anything about my uterus being enlarged, nothing. She just did the thing and did the pap smear and sent me on my merry way. Everything was normal. And he's like, "Well, you have fibroids." He goes, and he describes them. He says there were two the size of lemons and one that apparently had broken in half, had broken in half. So I had four fibroids inside my body. So I was like, okay, I went back to my doctor, my gynecologist. I scheduled an appointment, and I told her, I was like, I've been told that I have fibroids. And even she was like, she goes, "But I didn't notice anything when I did your exam." I go, "I know." I go, "But this individual is a doctor of oral medicine, and, you know, he's really good with energy, and he really understands the body, and I trust him. So let's go ahead and schedule an ultrasound." And we did. We scheduled my ultrasound, and lo and behold, in the ultrasound, the tech is showing me the fibroids. And she says, "There's two of the sides of lemons," and she goes, "And it looks like there's two additional pieces in there." I was stunned. And my doctor was stunned when I went back to see her, you know, to talk about the results of the ultrasound. She goes, "How did he do that?" I'm like, "You know what? He works with the energy of the body." You know, the one thing we forget as people, especially in our culture, is that everything is energy. Our body is energy. By the time that disease or something starts going haywire in our bodies, it's been in our energy field for quite some time. The physical manifestation is finally saying, "Hey, you need to pay attention to me. You need to fix this." So she was like, "What do you want to do?" Because she was going to, you know, recommend some protocols. I'm like, "You know what? I'm going to stick with him. I'm going to see if I can shrink the fibroids through, you know, my diet, and if through the acupuncture, you know, whatever, you might do my nutrition, should I say, not my diet, through nutrition, and see what happens." Well, of course, I'm learning how to really eat differently because I was really getting back into the herbs. I was really studying, the different foods because with the fibromyalgia, I knew my nervous system needed certain support in reference to different vitamins, minerals, and, various things for it. So I figured in the course of learning how to heal up my nervous system, I could also learn how to shrink the fibroids. Long story short, I did manage to shrink the fibroids. But the one thing I noticed, especially when I started using the Detox Pro, was the fibroids never came out. They shrunk. But my friend had discussed how he would do these treatments for fibroid tumors, and the ladies would expel the fibroids. Well, I realized mine had never come out. They were still in my uterus. They were shrunken, but they were still there. Didn't give it much thought until I used the pearls. So the first time I used the pearls, and then what you do is the recommendation is you take three pearls, you insert them into your vagina. And what I do is I soak mine in some olive oil, just to soften them up a little bit, then insert them into my vagina, and you leave them in for 3 days, for 72 hours, max, 72 hours max, no longer. And at the end of those 72 hours, you take them out, and then what you do is you will douche. And what I've done, what I do now is I douche, each day, because whatever discharge, whatever's been expelled out of my uterus, I want obviously to get out of my vagina. And the first time I did it, I saw that tissue that you would see in the pictures online. I saw that tissue, which was, like I said, stuff that was coming out of my uterus. And I remember there was another thing that popped out, that came out, but I didn't think anything of it. I was like, well, I don't know what it is. Because once again, I was new to this. I had no clue. But I looked at it, and it was a glob of something. And I was like, Took pictures of it. I have pictures, which I will put on my website. I'm not going to be showing them online. It's going to be on a private page where you can, if interested, I'll give you the code. You can look at it. But I'm not going to have them all over the internet. That's just not me. I'm a very private person when it comes to some things. But so that was the first detox. Stuff came out. I was like, oh, interesting. Waited a couple months, did a second detox. The second detox I did, same deal, three pearls, went in, 72 hours. And at the end of 72 hours, I took them out. Checked once again, and I did the douche. I do it 3 days in a row to see if anything is coming out. And it did, once again, more tissue coming out of my uterus. It's not the vagina, so to speak, that's doing it, I don't believe. Might be some, the herbs are actually assisting with the vagina as well, but I watched the film come out, not a problem. I did a third one, and then I did a fourth detox. And on the fourth detox, what I'm noticing, and I'm telling you guys this because I want you also to understand that you need to be aware of your body. Now, from what I'm understanding with my body, the herbs and the, I'm having no allergic reaction to the herbs. The herbs are working fine. But I'm discovering that as my body, as my uterus is cleaning itself out, I'm not needing as many pearls. So then when I do my fifth detox, I'm going to probably only put in two. So anyway, back to my fourth detox. So do the fourth detox. Once again, I have done one, and I thought, I'm going to do them a little closer together. Usually I wait like a month in between. But I thought maybe I'll just try to do two detoxes in 1 month. Because online I've seen recommendations on what you do for different conditions and how many, detoxes you should do in a row. But I thought I'm going to try them, to do two in a month because if you can do this for a deep detox. I'm like, let me try it. So I did the third one. And then I waited a few days, and then I reinserted the pearls, three pearls once again, for the fourth detox. With the fourth detox, I realized by the end of the second day, I was starting to get a bit of a headache. And I know from detoxing with juices and doing different types of detox with my body, sometimes that headache is a detox headache. So I thought, okay, doing this, I just felt the urge to take the pearls out. So at the end of 48 hours, I took them out, which is fine. They can be in for 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 is the max. So I took it out at the end of the 48 hours, and I decided, I did the douche, which I either use either apple cider vinegar, organic apple cider vinegar, or I use chamomile tea, mixed in water. And once again, first day, some of the film came out. I was used to that. On the second day, I did the douche, and I noticed as I'm rinsing myself out, laying in the tub, I see some tissue that apparently was washing itself down the drain, but I noticed there was also additional tissue laying in the tub. And it was kind of round, and I looked at it, I picked it up, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to take, because I try to document what I'm doing, obviously. I'm very consistent on making what I'm doing things and trying things out to take notes. So I picked up the stuff, and I put it out on tissue, on some toilet tissue, clean tissue, and I pulled it apart. And I looked at it, and like I said, if you guys go to, and when I do post the pictures, if you look at it, it was literally was two round things, little balls, with this connected by this looked like a tube, and I'm looking at it, I'm like going, and I heard in my intuition said fibroids, and because it looked nothing like the other the smooth tissue I was coming out of me, it was something totally different. And when I went online to look it up, it actually was fibroids. So those fibroids that I had shrunk all those years ago, because I dealt with those fibroids probably 4-5 years ago. And like I said, they had never left my uterus. So these detox pearls, these Chinese herbs, were actually pulling stuff out of my uterus that hadn't been there, that didn't need to be there. And I thought that was so interesting because, once again, you see the stuff online, you hear the women's stories, because I've gone through and read tons of testimonials of women who've had really great experiences. And it really made me stop and think, because when I took the picture and looked at the pictures of these fibroids, I mean, literally, you can see inside of one of them, you see inside the pouch, the circle, you can see like there's tubes. There's like where stuff at one, it was there's stuff inside there. I was like, oh my gosh, it was so bizarre. But I thought this was inside my uterus. Ladies, we have got to be more conscious of what's going on with our bodies. So many times we have symptoms and issues and problems, and I've been very blessed in the fact that, you know, when it comes to like yeast infections and bacterial vaginitis and things like that, I've had a grand total of the 40-plus years I've been having a menstrual cycle, I've only had a grand total of 5 yeast infections, 3 pregnancies, and 2 really stressful situations that set my hormones out of balance. We're talking about over 450-odd periods, you know, menstrual cycles. That's pretty flipping good. And, you know, but ever overall, and the fibroids, overall, my system has been functioning fine. But what I was beginning to notice, and I know I'm jumping ahead a bit in my topics, but I want to make sure I get this information in. What I had noticed was, though, going through the perimenopause, because I'm still in perimenopause, I still have a monthly cycle. I know my friends are like, because I turned 52 this month. And my friends are like, you still have a menstrual cycle? They look at me like I'm a freak of nature. I'm like, yeah. I go, I'm going to have one until it finally stops. What can I say? It just is. But what I was noticing with the change of the hormones of perimenopause, my body was like 2-3 days before my cycle would start, I would start spotting. And then I would have the cycle, my cycle would go for like 7 days. And then after the cycle, there was still spotting after the cycle, meaning there was still stuff, whatever was stuck up, I guess, behind these fibroids that were still in my uterus at the time, was storing blood. And so it would take me sometimes 10 days to finish out my cycle. To say the least, that's annoying. What I'm noticing after going through the cycles, the first three cycles I did, by the third cycle, I was noticing that I'm no longer doing the spotting before my cycle starts. None. I mean, there's nothing. Used to be I'd have to start putting in a panty liner just because I never knew what was going to happen. That has stopped completely. And that's awesome. And I noticed with my last month's menstrual cycle, because I haven't started this month yet, that the period was shorter. I wasn't having to go, wasn't going for days. It was go within a 7-day cycle. So it was 3 days shorter at the end. So the pearls for me have been very helpful. And I'm looking forward to seeing, because my next cycle is coming here shortly, and I'm looking forward to see the changes that take place now that those fibroids are out of my body. I mean, they're gone, so I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, as my uterus is being cleaned out of this debris, how my cycle is going to even become more normalized. So for me, the herbal tampons / detox pearls have been very helpful. And, you know, it's something I would definitely recommend to women. Like I said, this is not a medical opinion. This is personal experience talking here. Because once again, I'm going to say it again, do your research. Because I've seen people asking women online that actually that are really into, you know, yoni care. I've seen some people asking women that don't sell the detox pearls, don't offer the detox pearls, ask them their opinion on it. And I love one lady, I don't remember what site it was, I'm not going to say her name, but she was so cool about it. She was like, you know what, I have no opinion. She goes, I haven't really researched them. She goes, I did try them briefly. She goes, my experience was, you know, she goes, it was okay, but she's like, I don't sell them. I don't, you know, she goes, I have no opinion. And I love that and respect that about her, because I've seen people offer opinions about the detox pearls who've never tried them. They've never ever tried them. They have never experienced them. They don't know anything about them. I have issues with people offering opinions on things that they have not thoroughly researched themselves and have personal experience with. One of the things I really try to do when I'm offering information and sharing stuff with you guys is I want to give you authentic, I want to be authentic with you. I want to talk from the point, like I said, it's got to be from my personal standpoint. I don't know what your experience will be if you try to detox pearls. I hope your experience will be as wonderful as mine. You may be one of those few people that may have an allergic reaction to something in the pearls. You don't know. None of us know. I mean, like I said, you can go to your doctor and get a prescription written out for you and have bad reactions to that as well. We put so much stuff under our bodies, our food supply, our water supply, the stuff we put on our skin. I mean, there's so many things that can cause reactions that we just don't think twice about. We just go off and do and have no idea what we're putting into our bodies. This is something, like I said, for me, has been very beneficial. So instead of going through asking everybody their opinion, take the time off and do your research and give them a try. If you're dealing with, fibroid tumors, if you're dealing with vaginal itching, if you're dealing with discharge, you're dealing with yeast infections. I mean, these are things, according to the information that is supplied with the pearls, that it actually assists with. Now, like I said, for me, I can only personally talk about the fact that I watched the discharge of the shrunken fibroids come out of me. Now, so far, from what I'm looking at, the very first detox, I had apparently expelled one. Now I've gotten rid of the two that were attached. It was really weird. So I'm assuming if there might be like one left, so I would do another detox and do it, back to back and see what comes out, the final one comes out, which I'm sure it will. And like I said, I noticed that my, I feel different. My stomach feels not less bloated. I'm not bloating the way I used to do before my cycle. Like I said, and the fact that the cycle is not, I'm not having the spotting beforehand, and I'm not spotting spending all the time spotting afterwards. I mean, this is a huge deal for me. Especially being in perimenopause, it's balancing my hormones. It is helping my body to truly heal and be whole. Pretty awesome stuff. So going over once again the instructions with the detox, and here's one of my recommendations is this. If you want to try the detox pearls, the herbal tampons, once again, they're not actual tampons. They're little tiny balls of herbs wrapped in gauze. Now, your body's not going to be, doing anything strange. The pearls just sit in there for those, up to 72 hours, releasing the herbs, the benefits of the herbs into your bloodstream. And it goes into, obviously it works in the uterus, fallopian tubes, and apparently the ovaries as well as assisting your vagina. It's just doing its stuff. Your body's not going to do anything crazy. It's not, for me personally, it hasn't. People are talking about toxic shock syndrome. Toxic shock syndrome is when you leave an actual cotton tampon inside your body too long and you've got all that blood inside your system that needs to be coming out. Huge difference. Okay, this is not something that absorbs anything. The detox pearls are not absorbing moisture. They're not absorbing fluids from you. They're simply releasing the benefits of the herbs into your body. Big difference. What I'm going to recommend is if you try them, maybe if you're uncertain, don't do three initially. Maybe just try one. Like I said, you can put in one, leave it in for up to 72 hours and see how that feels for you. If that works successfully for you, then maybe the next time you try the detox, you wait a month, and then try and maybe insert two. And leave them in for 72 hours. You really get to experiment with this. This is one of the things I love about, I guess why I love making myself a guinea pig, is I get to experiment and try different things. And then maybe you do your third detox with the pearls and you decide to insert the three. And leave them in for the full, 72 hours. And see how different it feels for you. And what the different, healing properties take place with your body. You sometimes have to be your own caretaker. Matter of fact, you should always be your own caregiver and caretaker. This is your body, ladies. You live inside of it 24/7. We need to start spending more time tapping into our intuition and trusting our guidance. We've been taught for too many years to put our health in the hands of medical professionals. Okay, like I said, they have their place. I'm not saying we should not go visit medical professionals. If there's a situation that's really gotten out of hand, you definitely want to go to a medical professional and have it addressed. But understand that you have got to trust your inner wisdom as well. Don't just let somebody talk you into something, some kind of medical procedure, some kind of something that's going to actually cause damage to your uterus or your vagina or your, fallopian tubes or ovaries, ladies, come on. This is a big deal. A lot of stuff going on in there in silence, in the quiet, and in the dark that we don't understand. We have got to learn how to protect ourselves. And if we can find how to use a product, like I said, that's very natural. Remember, these are 100% Chinese herbs. You know, we're not talking about anything, you know, no chemicals, nothing false, nothing fake like we have with our drugs, prescription drugs. But these are 100% Chinese herbs. And like I said, I'm not going to go through them right now because I don't have time. I only have like 4 minutes left of the show. But I will be posting information. I will post a link. It eventually will go into the body of this when I'm done with the show. I'll actually post a link in here. But I also will post a link, probably my Facebook page, and possibly I'll post a link when I do my Instagram as well. But I want you guys to really take time out to look into this. If you are suffering from discomfort, you know, you're doing yoni care, and I love the word honeypot. I love calling it a honeypot. When you're learning how to really appreciate your vagina, learning how to really honor and respect the wisdom of your womb, like I said, ladies, that's one of our most amazing fields of energy. That's a creative space. That is not only does it create babies inside of our uterus, but we also create magic in reference to ideas and peace and love and learning how to really bring abundance into our life. When you really learn how to take care of your personal, private, divine, sacred space of your womb, I'm not kidding you. I mean, since I've really been studying in this and really living by this, the changes in my life have been, they feel miraculous. But I realize it's always been there, but I'm finally honoring it and really respecting it. So like I said, when you're doing, if you try the detox pearls, start slowly if you need to. And I've seen, like I said, there are some great pages out there. I've seen women really making recommendations that are extremely useful because some of them have been selling these for years. I will eventually be selling them on my websites because, like I said, for me personally, they've been very beneficial, and I'm sure there are other women that can also assist and help. But once again, make sure the information you're getting is valid information. And I'm going to say it again. If you try them, if you take them out, there's no rinsing them off and reinserting them. No, no, no. Once they come out, you need to throw them away. So please, no reason to be cheap with your bodies. No reason to be cheap with yourself. I've seen the pearls selling anywhere from $4 a piece to $15 a piece and everything in between. My price range would be somewhere in between. So once again, really, really take the time out to learn about these. Like I said, these little jokers are amazing. I'm going to be doing, like I said, once I have my next cycle, after I finish my next cycle, I'm going to definitely do my fifth detox with them because, as I mentioned, I'm curious to see what happens. I'm kind of just learning my way through it as well. Like I said, my next detox will probably only be with the two because I'm noticing, as I said, the more I've done the detoxes, the fewer pearls I'm needing because I'm detoxing. Things are coming out of my uterus. So it's not going to need for me to sit down and do a deep, you know, detox every single time I do it. There will come a time when I may just do one every 3 months as maintenance. Once again, it's a learning process. It's with anything. As you're learning your body, when you're learning how to detox your body, whether you're doing herbs to detox your liver, to detox your spleen, your kidneys, whatever. You know, you're doing full body detox. If you're just emptying everything out there, because there are herbs that you can use. I mean, there's so many ways you can help your body, help yourself. But these, like I said, today we're focusing on the detox pearls, also called herbal tampons. Now, the one that I've been using, just so you guys know, is called Beautiful Life. It's in a really dark purple package. There'll be a picture on the website. Like I said, I'll put a link in there to take you to the website within the next hour or so. And there's also another one I'll be trying called Clean Point, and it's in kind of like a fuchsia color package. But I will definitely keep you guys posted on my results. I hope this has been helpful. Like I said, I really want to make sure you guys are getting really honest information. I want to make sure you guys, once again, take the time out to do your research before you jump on the bandwagon of some of these things. I remember laughing because I saw an article even written about the detox pearls and why they're bad for the female body, written by a man. How does a man get to have an opinion about our uterus and what we do with our vagina? They don't have one. So, as I'm about to sign off, remember, do your research. The herbal detox pearls or herbal tampons, detox pearls, have been very beneficial for me, especially going through the symptoms of perimenopause, which mine have been very mild, thankfully. But I want you to experience this fantastic product. I want you to give this a try to see how it benefits you. So until we talk again next week, once again, this is Cindy Harris here at the Red Tip. here at the Red Tent Wisdom. I am so glad to be back. Have a fantastic day. I love you guys. Sending you unlimited much love and unlimited joy. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.